Hi, Virginia?
Yes?
Hi, it's Jesse.
Hello?
With Local Splash.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm good.
I don't know if you remember me.
I do. I was wondering if I was the okay. same person, but yep, you signed
yeah.
it up originally. Okay.
Yes, exactly. So I was just kind of looking through your account. So I got a message that you were wanting to re-sign up. Are you wanting to re-sign up for Google Guaranteed again?
I think so. I mean, is that our best option? Here's the thing.
Okay.
Go ahead. Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
So I won't say I got swindled, but I think I got taken by an SOE company because they pursue you nonstop, like ravenous wolves almost. Anyway, so we went with Townsquare, and uh-huh. they changed all of our, like, Google search engine backroom stuff. But the problem is, mm-hmm. it's not an elite. So it's not generated. I mean, we pay them every month, but they still mm-hmm. haven't transferred our website to them, so it's still in my name. It's still sitting at name.com in my name. So,
mm-hmm.
And right now they're running, like, a different one. So, like, we have two websites out there, and it's kind of crazy. And uh-huh. I'm just not – I think I can handle that part by myself. So what we do need, he's actually going out on his own, like, Friday is his last day of being employed, so we do need more leads. So I'm thinking the Google
okay.
Guaranteed is what we want because we need something that's going to generate some leads, not just run ads, but generate some leads. So
yeah.
all that to say, I can't afford Google ads. I can't afford like $1,500 a month, and I can't do all of that. So I mean, when we talked before, I think the Google Guaranteed was kind of a compromise on that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Here, let me look up again what it was. So just out of curiosity, did you only leave because you signed up with Townsquare? Is that kind of what happened?
Well, there was two things. I tried several times to get a hold of you, and I, like, was getting zero response back. And because initially we had trouble with the tracking numbers, and I felt like that really diminished, like, our traction. And so once we got back to just our number, I just, basically, yes. And I'll tell you why. Because, like, when I talked to Townsquare, they went and showed me your backroom coding, which was, like, 10 lines. And then
uh-huh.
they showed me their backroom coding, which had so much more. But,
mm-hmm.
and it's great that they're getting us so much more traction or exposure, but they're not getting us, it's not converting to money. Does that make sense? And so it's
right.
not necessarily the best choice. I mean, I'm
right.
all for building a Google presence, but I can't, the budget's about the same. And like I say, I still only have so many dollars to spend on advertising and leads and the whole nine yards. And I think that Townsquare is just going to be a slower process. Does that make sense? They may get us the Google rankings, but they're not going to. But like, now was the part of the Google Guaranteed when we signed up with you, like on our website and stuff, is that supposed to all be like connected to Siri and Alexa and all that, or is that a different program? Because we weren't signed up on any of that stuff, and I thought that was part of what we talked about.
Well, so that it isn't included with the Google Guaranteed program itself, but it's something that we can do. So
okay.
Now, I mean, here's the thing, Virginia, is I don't know what they were showing you, like, as far as what we were doing, because what we were doing for you was specifically only Google Guaranteed. So I don't know if they were showing
okay.
you something for your website or what it might have been. Now, and as far as you saying, when you were trying to get a hold of, were you trying to get a hold of me specifically or the company?
No, you specifically. I, like, emailed you several
okay.
times and just didn't get any response. And so I was like, well, maybe.
I always,
think you had passed me on to Ian, you know. So
Ivan. No, so it's not that. So, Virginia, I always answer my phone. Were you calling my extension?
No, I think I was emailing you.
Emailing me? Okay, hold on. That, I... Let me see. Because I remember getting at the,
it's
beginning.
It's honestly okay. It wasn't a big, I mean, it's not,
well,
that's not exactly why I left, but.
I don't know, but, you know, I really would like you to feel taken care of. You know, I would never want you to think that I would be avoiding you or anything like that. So the last email that I got from you was about the spam, and I had talked to you about that.
Was like, it was probably mid-December-ish.
Okay. December, yeah. I'm sorry, I just didn't see it. The best way to get a hold of me really is calling me on my extension. I feel really bad for that. But I don't always check my email because I get just stuff that doesn't mean anything in my email. So,
right.
And it's
I have like spam emails that I never check.
Unless I'm expecting something to come through, then it's not something that I typically check. So I would absolutely say the best way to get a hold of me if you need something is to call me on my extension. Let me just text that to you again, and if maybe you can write it down or, you know, save it in your phone or something like that, then you can always reach me at my extension. I'm very good about getting back to people. Now, as far as kind of – okay, can I ask you kind of a personal question? How much are you paying Town Square right now?
$199.
Okay.
And that's a month, and like I say, it's not generating any leads. That's just for them. And they're supposed to be hosting my website, which right now nobody's hosting it because, I mean, they created one, but it's not my .net one that I wanted. So, anyway.
It's did you write the website that we made for you, or what? I didn't get to see it, so I'm not sure. I mean, what did you think of it?
It was, I thought it was okay. I mean, it was fine. But what I did notice is a lot of cut and paste. Like, if I took, like, paragraphs that are on my website and I just Googled them, there were electricians all over the country with the exact same wording. Like, it's like a template, and it was generic. I guess that's my point. But I know I can, like, get you better. But I was in a hurry. I didn't have a lot of time to put into it. But I know that we can customize it, and I know that we can just add different content. But it was very, it was generic, and it was very much, if you Googled it, you could, like, if you copied a paragraph out of our website, you would get several people that have the exact same content.
Okay. I'm actually looking at it right now. But you do know that through your reporting dashboard, you're able to change stuff on it, right?
Yes. Hold on, just a sec.
Sure.
Hey guys, house power lines are going to come down. Get in the house and get away from the ice. Get away from the trees. Go in the house.
I think they were supposed to haul firewood, and they got sidetracked by sliding around on the snow. And we're in the middle of a snowstorm,
and they're like, "Oh, the power line. The power's already out." I'm like, "People."
Are those your kids?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, yeah, the storm, it's been really bad there, huh? Like, Wisconsin and Minnesota, I just heard it was, like, awful.
Well, last week it went south of us, and we just got snow, and I'm like, it's wintertime, it's snow, it's fine.
Yeah.
And right now, we're in the middle of an ice storm, and everything, like, the trees are all bending over, touching the ground, and, yeah, it's...
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, we're getting, like, the coldest... like rain. It snowed in LA. Can you believe that?
That's like, crazy.
Yeah, I was wild. Okay, so now I do have kind of a suggestion for you. Okay. Now, as far as something that we can do that's sort of extra, we do have a package called the Ideal Package. Virginia, so it would include Google Guaranteed and then everything you're doing with Town Square too. So, I mean, and I can do them both for the same, like the same price. So it would be $199, right? You do have to pay a $250 reactivation fee for the Google Guaranteed.
Right.
But we can do the monthly $199 as well, and it would still get you the first page of the map section. We do, with that, it does include Alexa, Siri, Apple, you know, Androids, all of that. It does get you any directory listings you don't have, as well as getting you on mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets, voice activated. Getting you on Bing's first page. So we can include all of that for $199 as well. I mean, you can even...
In addition to the $249?
I'm sorry, say that again?
In addition to, like, the $249 a month, well, with the Google Guaranteed, it's like $249, and then we have X amount of leads, and when we use those leads up, we get billed again, right?
Yes, so your minimum monthly budget is $296, and then the lead cost was $22.67. So after, I mean, since you already have a Google Guaranteed account, I'm sure it wouldn't take them very long to reactivate it. You know, I mean, it's not going to take another month, right, to reactivate it. I'm sure they can get it going within a few days since you already have one. But as far as, let me just double check though. I just want to make sure that nothing's changed, that it's all the same, you know, price and all of that. So let me just make sure of that real quick.
Hold on. Okay, but what I need to know is the $199 going to be additional to the,
okay. If you want. You don't have to do that, right? But since you're already paying $199 with Town Square.
I'm going to cancel Town Square if I come back to you.
Okay.
And I probably was just going to look at doing the optimization on my own.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. No, totally fine. I mean, yes, so it's all the same price. It would be the $22.67 and the $296 minimum monthly. So that's for 13 leads. Right. So, again, Virginia, that doesn't mean you're paying for 13 leads.
Let me go. So it's the $296 plus the leads, or the $296 is up to 13 leads,
yes.
And then any leads over that?
Right. So that's your budget, right? So you set your budget for the month, but you have to have a budget of 13 leads. So you don't – you can add more to that, right? You just can't have any less than that. But it's a prepaid amount for the leads. So if you use one lead, then you would only pay for one lead, and the remaining would roll over into the next month, the remaining 12. So
I don't get charged until I've used it up.
Yes, exactly. Unless you pay for more leads. So you can, you know, if you wanted to do 30, then it would be like $680, right? So you can have that budget set. But if you have only the 13 leads, then it wouldn't go over the 13 leads at all. It would stay that. Once you hit the 13 lead mark, then it just turns off your leads and you go to the bottom of Google Guaranteed. But you would have that 13 for the month. And then you only pay for the leads that you're getting. So, again, the only thing that qualifies a lead is if they're asking about a price or setting an appointment. Everything else is, you know, I'm sure you know it's recorded. When they call, it says Google Guaranteed. You know it's a Google Guaranteed lead. And then with our program, it just does it automatically.
That was one of the things that I didn't see. Can you see my billing history?
Hold on. Let me go to it. One second here. So,
we did not get 13 leads, but then I started getting charged. I think there was like a $42 charge on there. I started getting these charges for these leads, and I was like, hold on. We haven't reached our budget yet. So I was confused.
Okay, so I don't know. This is the easiest way for me to describe it. Have you ever had at like a prepaid credit card?
No, not really.
Okay. I mean, yeah, you're probably responsible, you know, and have a good credit. But, you know, so people that don't have good credit have to get what's called a prepaid credit card. And what you do is you pay $300, right, for this prepaid credit card. Every time you swipe it, you pay back into that. So it's essentially like the same thing. It's like a credited amount. So once you use it,
so...
you pay for it.
Okay.
Does that kind of make sense?
Kinda. It almost tastes like you're paying it twice then. But so
no,
it's
because
a hold, and then it gets charged out, and then so the original amount is just a hold, and so as I use it, I get charged, and then when I reach the max amount, I have to refill the card.
Yes, exactly.
So that's the process. Okay.
So, but it's okay. Essentially like if you ever decided you didn't want to continue, you're not paying twice, right? If you ever decided you didn't want to continue, then you just let us know, run out my 13 leads, and you'd be done, right? So you okay. You get to, like, use those if you don't want to continue, but you just have to pay back into them. So it's just having okay. that prepaid amount.
Okay. So I understand there's a $250 reactivation fee. Can I, like I say, my website that you guys designed is sitting in name.com because we transferred yeah. it from you to, can I just, do I have to transfer it back or can it just kind of sit there? Like, or to make changes, you need it back?
Let me ask. How does hold that, on. Let me get, hold on, somebody to find out real quick. So you paid, though, for the website, correct?
Yes. And I paid to transfer it from you guys to me. That's real moving. I don't have to pay to transfer it back to you. But anyway, yes, we did pay for the website. But I think they took the credit, like my remaining lead credit, and paid it to the website. Like I paid off whatever fee there was for the website. So I have another dumb question.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I just got a notification that we have a lead sitting there. Would this have been the first lead that would have come in since we discontinued? I mean, because they were kind of like, hey, you've got a lead. It's sitting here. You want to come back and rejoin or whatever. Would they have sent that message with every lead that came in, or is this just like – I'm just curious how much action we lost.
Well, so I was looking through your account, and I mean, I see that you got leads, right? But you would really be able to see that more in your reporting dashboard. So,
okay.
Since it's a deactivated account, I can't go into your reporting dashboard anymore. Once you reactivate, they'll be able to use the reporting dashboard. Okay.
I understand. I'm just curious because I'm like, well, if I'm only getting one lead in 2 months, is it worth? That was kind of my thing. But what we did notice is we were getting a lot more Google calls, even if they weren't like coming through as Google guaranteed things. We still had a lot more Google interaction. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. Sorry. I'm just there. No, they're replying. So, hold on.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I have a hard time sometimes multitasking. I'm just trying to find out if you need to pay again to transfer it back.
Yep.
Sorry about that. 1 second.
No, you're fine.
Okay. How old are your kids?
That is a loaded question because we have 8, and the oldest is 29, and the youngest is 6.
Oh, my gosh, you have 8 kids? Oh, wow, that's insane. people in California don't have more than 2 kids, like, ever. It's just so expensive here, you know?
Well, like I said, it's a loaded question. We have 4 at home, and so I have kids from...
Mr. Joe. Yeah, it's Mr. Joe. We'll go see him in a minute.
So your husband, he's quitting his job. So he had a job in as well as JC Electric.
Yeah.
JCH, right? That was the other problem.
Yeah.
JCH. Yeah. So was he working as an electrician for like a company?
He was. Well, a gas and oil company, yeah. So that was always the plan, is to get the side gig going, and then when it was big enough, then we would go out on our own. So apparently it's big enough, so we're going out on our own.
Yeah, I feel
it is awesome.
Every
intimidating
business owner,
scary.
Yeah, business owners, they're risk takers. You know, you're taking a risk, but it's so much more rewarding in the end. Really, I mean, I worked as like an independent contractor, and I remember that feeling of just, I'm going to quit my job and solely rely on this. Like, I had to generate my own business and find my own leads and, you know, go out there and do that all on my own to get business for, like, doctors, basically. It was scary, but I ended up making so much more money and feeling so much more rewarded in the end by it, you know?
Well, what he does now, I mean, it's gas and oil. There's no, like you say, there's no reward. Where our customer base is mostly residential, where you're helping somebody, you know, and there's a sense of accomplishment at the end of the day. Like, hey, I did this versus I went to work, I fixed this, they lied to the client, and now the client's mad at us. You know what I mean? It's just, because like the place you work, they underbid everything, and they're like, oh, we didn't cover that in our bid. And so they get the work by underbidding, and then it's all tag on. You know, it's all, oh, we got to add this. It's just dishonest, and he hates dishonesty. So,
yeah.
It just wasn't a good fit.
Yeah. I can't work in a job where I have to lie. It's not ever something I could do.
And it's not lying so much. It's just knowing that. It's like a switch and a bait and switch, and he just doesn't like it. So
what does he do exactly in oil? Like, he builds pipelines or something?
Electrician. No, they
Oh, okay.
Well, they're the people that come in and wire the pumps. Like, so they have a mechanical division. They put the pumps in. It's all new gas stations or remodeled gas stations. So they put the pumps in, and then the electricians come and wire them up and make sure, like, all the credit card things run and all of that stuff. So.
Oh, okay.
But on our own, with JCH, it's mostly residential. So, you know, just service upgrades and fixing people's power. I'm sure the phone will start ringing here pretty soon when everybody's power goes out. So.
Did it go out where you live?
Yeah, ours is out. I'm sitting in the car.
Gosh. Oh, no. So you have no heat either?
Oh, we have a wood stove, so we're good. But... No, we'll be fine. Watering the animals tonight might be a little tricky, but there's a creek.
Oh, how many animals do you have?
Well, right now we just have 1 horse and 2 cows and some chickens that drive me nuts. But anyway.
I'm sorry this is taking so long. I'm just trying to find out about this website. I mean, I guess while I'm waiting for them to answer, do you want to... What?
I said you can always call me back, too. It's not a problem.
Well, did you want to go ahead and just do the application fee right now?
Can I talk to Joe? I mean,
Hi, Daddy.
I need to talk to Joe about it, and then I'll just call you back, okay?
Hi, Daddy.
Okay.
I just need to know what the cost was going to be to reactivate. So basically, it's the $250. We don't know about the website.
and then it's going to be the $296 prepaid.
Yes. Most likely, I just don't imagine that you would have to pay for the website again. I really don't. You know, it's yours, at least we had access to it. I believe if you just add access to us again, since you are the one that has that, it shouldn't be a problem. But I just want to make sure I give you the correct information. You know what I mean? You can go. So when do you think you might be able to talk to him?
He got from his regular job. He just came home because they have no power where he was working. So I'm going to talk to you about this afternoon, and I can call you back tomorrow, or this afternoon. Now you're Pacific time, right? So you're like 3 hours behind us. So it's like mid morning there. Okay.
Yeah, it's like 10 o'clock here. So I mean the best time to call if you call by the end of the day would be like, you know, at the latest like 6 o'clock your time.
Okay. That sounds good. I'm gonna go talk to my,
Did my text come through though with my extension and phone number? I just want to make sure you got it.
Yes, it did.
Okay. Okay, perfect. All right. So yeah, so when you call the 877 number, I know it says wait for the voice prompts, but just press 1. And then just put in my extension, and it'll go straight to me, okay?
Yep.
Okay, sounds perfect. Good. And for some reason, if you're having any issues with it, you can text that number back, and I'll get that directly, too.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Virginia. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.